I'm due Career Heights.
Yeah, Ben, we're standing by, over.
Hey there, Ben. Buddy, are you guys doing pretty good? Give me just a skinny on how the family and the team is doing in there, over.
Yeah, we're doing really good. It's been a while since we talked to you. It feels like, still feeling that, definitely feeling like that we're, I've been running a marathon, but feeling day to day that, God's supplying for us, and we're really excited to be looking down the road here to another week in just a few days till we see the culmination of this work, over.
Yeah, no kidding. It has been a while since we talked, and you are getting really, really close. Like a week and a half away from presenting Christ Crucified, over.
Yeah, Roger. We have another 5 lessons planned for next week that'll take us right up to the Last Supper, and then we'll break for 2 days, and then we'll spend Monday and Tuesday just walking through the betrayal all the way, through the resurrection, and just spending that time explaining it, making sure it's as clear as possible. So that's the big Gospel Day presentation, and I'll do it.
Oh, man, that's really great. Okay, we'll start by just giving me some of the, last, probably in a week or two since we spoke. I think it's been 2 weeks since I got a recording from you. So tell me what you've covered, what some of the highlights are, what response you're sensing, what the prayer requests are. Over.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, you faded in there, but I heard you come back and say highlights and prayer requests. Let me just run you through a few things. Last time we talked, we were ramping up for this lesson on Nicodemus, and the Lord really just used that lesson in a big way. We're very thankful for how clearly that lesson has stuck in the minds and hearts of everyone to really help us see very clearly that there is a massive need that no one can do anything about. So that was a tremendous lesson. We were very thankful for how clear that was, and the follow-up to it has been excellent, with people recognizing that all of the big things that we hold on to, our performance, the fact that we've not done many bad things, or the fact that we are better than others, all of these things just are falling completely apart. If a guy like Nicodemus can't pass the test, who can? Over.
Yeah, Roger that. That's really great. I'm glad that that resonated well with him. Over.
And so we went from there into just a number of different stories where the two big things that keep coming up are the power of the Lord Jesus over every obstacle, but then also the fact that in the face of his clear demonstration of being who he is, he's getting this resistance from the leaders of Israel. And so those two storylines are playing out, and again, just being able to see that nothing can overcome the person of the Lord Jesus. He is the one and only who can help and save, and time and again, that's being proven. And so that is, it's so great to hear our group, man, every time we go down to the list of questions of what was it that, which particular sickness was Jesus not able to cure, and everyone's just resounding no. There's nothing that he's not been able to cure, and taking a lot of joy in watching him just say the word, and the demons are fleeing. So those are really good things that are lodging strongly in the thinking of all the students, and we're delighted with that as well. And yet, we also have this thing growing in everyone's mind. It's like they're so clear on the fact that Jesus is the only one. It's almost like they're just tell us already at that point, where they're just like, just tell us what it is that he does so that we can benefit from it. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, that's really good. One of the other things that you brought out earlier is this whole sheep motif going through the Old Testament. You hit that really hard, I think, there with John the Baptist. It doesn't really come up a whole lot more until you get to the sacrifice, but are you still able to kind of keep that before them too? Over.
Yep, in our reviews, we're really bringing that one back. We keep on touching on these names. What is the name? What are the different names that Jesus has been given? And, of course, that's right there in the list, that he is this, he's the perfect sacrifice, the perfect sheep sacrifice of Jesus, of God. And so it's just, that's hanging right there. But we can tell that our friends, while they're hearing the details, they just need the last piece spelled out so clearly for them. It's not there yet. They're trying to figure it out. And we've had some really good sit-downs with smaller groups after teaching and have heard some excellent questions, people who are really trying to confirm. So, if I do this and I do this other thing, I'm not going to be able to get to heaven, am I? And just wanting clarity on it, and just being willing to put the things out there that they're very confident in, or have built their confidence in up until this point. And those clear questions being put out there is just a wonderful display of courageous faith. There's other ones who are just, they seem so calm. Just tell me, I'm ready to hear the whole thing, and I'm just waiting for it. So we're really excited about this next week, and are just praying that they'll be able to hold together with the anticipation of it all over.
Roger that. So talk to me about this coming week. You got like Blind Bartimaeus and some of those stories coming up. What are you hitting on, over?
Yeah, Roger. We're going to jump into the feeding of the 5,000, and then we're going to move into the transfiguration and, you know, Jesus looking and saying, who do you say that I am? And we're going to be telling our audience, hey, guys, it's coming. Jesus is interested in what these disciples think, and he's going to be asking you the exact same question. God wants to know what you think. So when we get down to the end and we see what he's done, you need to be ready to answer the question, who do you say that Jesus is? And then we're going to move into, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, and then blind Bartimaeus and the Last Supper. So that's all next week as we move towards presenting the gospel, over.
Okay, those will set you up beautifully. That's all really exciting. Anything specific? How about, is it cool if you give us a couple of names, specific people that you want us to be praying for?
Yeah, it's fine. There's just names like Yifit, Kilon, Python, Menzi, Kepson. We've got Roma and James, Ryan and Rose, different ones like that. So yeah, our little group, you know, of course, we're so intimately acquainted with their faces and their expressions and their emotions as they listen, they wrestle with things, and as they calmly, you know, just are happy and waiting for the answer. So great that people could be praying, for each one of these hearts, even if they don't know a name or a face, over.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, man. We will definitely be praying, and really excited to hear how it progresses in this coming week. Let's try to do this again before the final one, at least one more, maybe like Friday of next week, if we could fit that in, over.
Yeah, for sure. And those folks who are listening and thinking about those names, just keep those names in your own mind and in your own heart as you're praying for them. Don't be posting that stuff on the internet. This birth of a group of believers is going to happen in here, and it's just happening so much. We've been thinking about it and praying for it. We are so aware of that. God has really been meeting our needs daily, and we just can't wait to see how he's going to continue meeting our needs this week as we write these last lessons. And then as we go into, the actual couple of days where we're really sitting down and explaining it. And that will, our plan for the Monday, Tuesday gospel presentation is we'll just do that. Keep talking about it as long as we have to, as frequently as we have to. So we really don't have much of a script for the days after that. So we're just, relying on the Holy Spirit to give us leading, and looking forward to the happiness that's coming, over.
Okay. Any last prayer requests that you want to throw out there? Anything specific for either you guys, the Allens, for your kids, or just how the meeting's going, or for some of the dynamics in the village? Just feel free to share anything else, over.
Yeah, it's just super interesting. Last night, my coworker Bart had a good conversation with one of our guys who's regularly attending, and he's speaking about getting pressure from peers who have not been attending and who have negative feelings about the teaching, and who've said, hey, when those white guys leave that you've been listening to, we're going to be laughing at you. And so we really feel like, just seeing the timing of this where, the enemy's going to use absolutely everything and anything he can throw at people to try and keep them from listening with the whole heart and really being concerned about the answer. So you know, in one way it's sad, in another way it's such evidence that we're right where we need to be. And you know, we don't know how the Lord will use this negative pressure to sharpen minds and hearts. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm glad you said that. We need to be praying about the individuals, like you listed, but we also need to be praying for the village and their response to those individuals that believe, and to the sword that's going to bring as this message becomes really clear. So we're praying for you guys and just love you and super proud of what you're doing. Cannot wait for next week to hear how those lessons go over.
Well, it's been a privilege, and we're just so delighted to be in this place. And it's been very evident to God, like I said, that this is leading us to it. And, you know, here we are, and just looking really much forward to, the joy and the rest in hearts that is going to become evident. So, yeah, thank you so much for praying and for being a part of helping us get this report out. Over.
Yep, copy all of that, man. Y'all have a great day in there. And look forward to next week. Take care.